Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are back in the car. This time we're in my car. I'm letting Mitch control his own air conditioning because it's hot as 40 hells out here at Redskins Park. Tandler's sitting shotgun because he won't sit anywhere else. Hello, Tandler.
Hello.
Mitch is in the back seat, probably unhappy. How are you, Mitch?
I'm not unhappy. All right. I got some air going. I feel good.
All right, busy podcast, a lot going on here. We need to pick over-unders, a couple other housekeeping items. We also have a really interesting interview with DJ Swearinger that is going to run on Sunday in Redskins kickoff on NBC Sports Washington. I need you guys to promise me something. I need you guys to watch our pregame show. It's vital. You want me to keep my job, watch the damn pregame show.
You know, all three of us. I hear people complaining, the national shows don't talk about the Redskins, the national shows. They don't watch it. Watch Redskins kickoff.
Right. Here's what you should do, especially because this is a 4 o'clock game. You can stream our show. So put Red Zone on your big TV and then stream our kickoff show.
Yeah.
I assume you can stream it. Hopefully I'm right. If you can't, stream Red Zone and put kickoff on your TV.
There are many options.
Right.
Many options.
Mitchell?
We have some real cool segments coming up. You get inside access on the field. You get the players talking into the camera. You get JP.
Is that cool?
I mean, not just what it is. The rest of it is.
It's something. All right. Before we go any further, I want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You need to ride with them. Okay. The Survivor Pool is up. How do they find the Survivor Pool?
NFL.com.
NFL.com, and it's Redskins Talk Podcast Survivor Pool. Search it.
The link will be up on Twitter.
Yeah, it's up on my Twitter. Tandler's tweeted it out. It's up on my Facebook.
I'll tweet it out, too.
Mitch is going to tweet it out. It's out there. We'll post it on the Redskins Talk Podcast Instagram page.
That's a good idea.
That's a
good way to do it.
But everybody get in there. The winner gets to pick one item out of Tandler's closet, unless you are a lawyer. Those are the rules.
Or unless you're living in the real world, in which case you don't get to pick
Mitch, very strict rules that the winner of the Survivor Pool gets to pick something out of Tandler's closet, correct?
Well, yes. Hopefully it's a plaid shirt from the 60s.
It is incorrect.
From the 50s. All right. Survivor Pool, go find it. Here's the big announcement.
You'll have fun anyway. And you know what? If you're listening to this after tonight, I think, you know, I don't think the Eagles-Falcons game is a good Survivor pick anyway, but I think you can still go on. If you're listening to this on Friday, you can still.
Dude, you have until Sunday at 12:55. You're good. You're good. Which I tell you what, there's not a game I love this week. I put a pick in just in case I forget, but I don't love a game this week. Have you picked one?
What'd
you pick?
I did. I can't remember. I think I picked the Rams
against the Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's not bad. The Saints.
Saints against the Browns or something?
No, the Saints against the Bucks.
No, Steelers are playing the Browns.
Yeah, Saints
against the Bucks. They're kind of a disrupted kind of.
I ain't buying the Browns. Steelers are disrupted. Anyway, all right, go play. Join the Survivor Pool. A bunch of people have already signed up. We want a bunch more. We'll come up with another prize besides just whatever you get out of Tandler's closet.
Instead of.
No.
Tandler's closet.
I will. How about this? I will mail you a T-shirt. Whoever wins it, I will mail you a T-shirt. Done deal. Those are Shelby's. Put those away. We're trying to find more sunglasses to make Tandler wear. Those are my daughters.
I found a pair of JP's daughters. Pink glasses.
No.
They're cute. Not happening.
Those aren't happening. So, the other housekeeping item. Drum roll, Mitch. Podcast exclusive. every Monday, I will be getting a sit-down interview with Jay Gruden. In years past, NBC Sports Washington has aired that in different shows. That'll probably still happen in some capacity.
It will air Monday nights at 10 o'clock on DC Sports Live.
Oh, will it?
It will.
Okay. Well, now I know that.
But it will be exclusive on the pod for 5-6 hours.
Well, they're not going to air the whole thing either.
Right. Absolutely.
That's the thing. That's what we try to do differently, is give you the interviews in their entirety. Like the Swearinger interview, you're going to get it in its entirety rather than...
Yeah, TV will chop it
TV up. TV chops stuff up and is always time constraints. I poke fun at our institution at times. I appreciate the folks at NBC Sports Washington, our bosses, Frank and Damon and Potter, for making that Gruden interview be something that can be podcast exclusive. They are starting to see what we all have known for a while, that the momentum is very, very real.
Yes, and it's because it is, it's starting to mean things now. Like you're
right.
You're getting better content.
Yeah,
and this interview,
getting parties, you're getting, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, things are happening.
This interview is super cool because Jay is usually pretty guarded when he's up at the podium the day after the game. He has a little bit of time to relax. He comes up and sits down with us.
It's a different vibe.
He kind of dives deep on some stuff. It's in years past, we've gotten some real good nuggets from him. So you guys will get to hear those nuggets first.
Nuggets for days. Nugget-a-thon. All right, Tandler, give us a quick rundown of the news. Then we're going to pick over-unders. Then we're going to DJ.
Okay. The injury report, still Mohair's still out. I think that's really the only
concern. He ain't playing at this point.
Right, only injury concern there is.
So that means Trey Quinn's your fourth receiver. Yep. So buckle up.
Well, that's what
I think he's ready.
That's the choice they made.
Right.
In moving on from Brian Quick. So we will see how that works out.
And otherwise, there's really no.
There were no transactions today. Nobody, no controversial roster moves. No.
So I saw you
injured reserve.
To me, it's peak Tandler. I saw your predictions of the inactives on Sunday.
Yes.
Let's run through them real quick.
Okay.
Harris.
Offensive line. Right. Harris, obviously. Offensive line. Christian and Dunn.
Yep.
Boom. We mentioned the wide receiver, so that's three. Who was the
fourth
on offense? P. Ryan was the fourth, and three on defense of Caleb Brantley, Kias.
Yeah, the linebacker
the new linebacker, and
Troy Apke.
Alexander.
Ah, so you got them
four safeties, five corners.
It's probably the safer route, and Apke can help you a lot on specials. At least that's the plan. Swearinger revealed a pretty cool nickname for Apke that you guys will hear in the interview. It's not even funny. It's just cool.
It's cool and funny.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I think it's time for over-unders, barring Mitchell.
Do you have them written down?
I don't.
I got you. Start off with... Alex Smith passing yards was 265.
Do you actually have this written down?
No, I just remember it because I am not an idiot.
It wasn't even 24 hours
ago. It's questionable if Mitch has these right.
100% they're all right.
All right.
I know that one's right.
All three of them are correct.
All right, over under 265. I am on record. I'm going over. Alex Smith has killed it in openers. I recognize the Cardinals have a good defense, but I'm going over.
In his opener with Kansas City, he passed for his first opener for the Chiefs.
That was a low total.
That was 178.
Yuck.
They won.
But they won.
They won. They won 28-2.
So maybe they just pounded the ball.
I'm going to go. Nah, really it was defense. Six sacks, two takeaways.
Okay.
Taylor
going deep cuts on the 2013 Chiefs.
I just wrote about this. That's why. I just posted an article with it in it. So I will go under.
Under 265. All right. And the bet, so everybody knows, on over-unders, Tandler and I have a standard bet. If I win, Tandler owes me a cheer wine from the Redskins press building soda machine. And Tandler needs three wins for me to buy him a drink because he gets the fancy Starbucks drink that costs three times what cheer wine costs.
For the record, a quick cheer wine note. Yesterday we recorded the pod in the backseat of my car. JP left a cheer wine in the back seat, which
sorry,
spilled dude. All over the place.
Oh, dude.
And so the entire door is sticky and cheer wine filled. So thanks for that, JP.
Sorry. And while we're doing it, thanks to John Keim for buying me that cheer wine, because the machine isn't really working. You used to be able to use credit card. I didn't have 50 cents. Keim gave me the 50 cents. So Mitch, in a way, take your cheer wine angst up with Keim.
Oh, I will.
All right.
On the ride to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, the ride to the Grand Canyon is going to be...
All right, next over-under is Adrian Peterson rushing yards, which was set at 80.
I get here. I'm gonna look bullish. I'm going over. I'm going over. What the hell? Let's have a little fun. Under bets suck. I'm going over. I think he gets to like 85 yards. I'm not giving myself a lot of margin, but I think he's going to get 16, 17 carries, and I think he gets to 80. RT, what say you?
I'll go under. I think.
What do you know? Taylor's being lots of fun in over-unders.
Total wet blanket.
Trying to get that Starbucks.
Right? I want the Starbucks. I did not do well in over-unders last year.
You got smoked last
because
year.
I tended to be more on the optimistic side when it came to the Redskins' performance.
So now JP's the one.
The Cardinals have a very good rushing defense.
They have a good defense.
Period, especially against the rush. They have a tough defensive line. So I don't know. I think Peterson will get, you know, I mean, heck, 60, if he gets 65 yards, that's a 1,000-yard pace. That's a decent day.
If he gets
I think Kelly is going to sub for him maybe more than some people think.
And Thompson's going to get his.
Right.
All fair. And I got to say, a lot of really good ideas kind of poured in on Twitter after we talked about over-unders yesterday. So next week... This week is funky because we don't have a Friday at the park because it's West Coast travel. It's just a funky week. Next week will be a normal schedule. So one really good over-under, which we don't have to pick, was over-under rush yards for David Johnson, which may be more important for the Redskins than Adrian Peterson, frankly. I think they've got to keep Johnson certainly out of triple digits, and I would think the goal's got to be like under 90.
I think they're going to play it tight. Bradford's not going to beat him deep through the air.
Right.
And just worry about David Johnson.
Right.
Don't let him beat you.
It's going to be a little bit of a slog of a game here.
Right. That's not an official over-under, though. All right, so we're on split sides on both of these. We're going to have a winner one way or another. Yeah. Sometimes we have a push.
Third over-under is total sacks, which Rich is super fussy about, but the number is 3, no ties.
Somebody on Twitter pointed this out, and I'm sorry I don't remember who it was. Very good point that when we're going to do sacks, rather than half sacks, rather than 3.5, 4.5, 2.5, we should actually do 0.25. Because you can have a half sack.
An individual can, but if we're going team sacks, you can't have team half sack.
Right, I just thought it was kind of cool to go 0.25. But
if we're talking about an individual player, then you can go half sacks.
What the hell? I'm going over. It's an over sweep.
And Rich is going under, so we got an under sweep.
No, I will go over.
All right. Bets are in. Place your bets.
Yes. Bradford's their offensive line is awful, and Bradford is a statue.
Right. I think the Redskins' defense, if they are the unit we believe they can be, they show it this week. Yeah. If that D-line is, they are who we thought they were, you see it this week.
Was that a Denny Green?
That was a Denny Green. Okay. Did I pull it off?
But they are who we thought they were.
No, it wasn't quite. But
we are who we thought they are.
Are who we thought they are. That's what it was.
You're gonna blow out the windows of my car, dude.
That might be my favorite Taylor podcast moment yet.
Oh my god, that
was fantastic.
Dude, ever since Taylor went all in on the pod, it's gotten better and better.
It is. Pro pod Taylor's the best.
There we go.
Okay, so. We're about to go to DJ. Real quick, go buy a Kia at Orsman Chantilly Kia. Those are our guys.
We'll wait right here.
All right.
Well, you go do it.
I don't get... What was that from Taylor?
I don't know.
I said, well, wait.
That was an all-time high moment.
You know whenever you get a birdie, you always go birdie and then, like, double bogey. Okay. Right. Taylor just went birdie and then double bogey. All right. Regardless, go buy a Kia from Orsman Chantilly Kia. Here's the thing. So... People always say they want more podcasts. We're about to give you a ton. So we did one yesterday. We're doing one today on Thursday. Friday morning is going to be our prediction pod where you're going to hear from everybody on what they think the Redskins are going to do this season, including me, Taylor, Mitch, the whole gang. But you're going to hear from a couple of the sports junkies. You're going to hear from Chad Dukes. You're going to hear from folks at 980. You're going to hear from folks at our place at NBC Sports. You're going to hear from Kime. You're going to hear from Mike Phillips, Sports Capital, everywhere.
Writers, TV folks, radio folks.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Sherry Burris, Larry Michael, everybody. So that's going to be Friday morning. You better listen to that. And then Saturday, People want us to podcast on the drive to the Grand Canyon.
I do too. I think that's a great idea.
All right, and I know exactly what we're going to do. And so to give it some sort sense of flow, should I say that now?
Like you usually worry about?
Yeah, you know me.
This is the most pre-planned podcast that we've had in a long time.
Because there's something I've been wanting to do for a while that we just never did. So we're going to do it with six of us in a car driving to the Grand Canyon. Don't you want a little intrigue in your life, Taylor?
I have plenty of intrigue in my life.
Bovada sets over-under odds for, like, a ton of players. So, like, over-under for Doxson receiving yards, over-under for Peterson rush yards, all that. And all six of us are going to weigh in. And then hopefully somebody will write that down somewhere and we can keep track of it and maybe have a fun bet.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
Mitch, you still upset about the Grand Canyon?
Oh, what I'm excited about is that I get to play Grumpy Tandler all the way to the Grand Canyon.
It's going to be
I'll
a
be
thing.
Fine. It'll be early morning for me. I'll be right in my wheelhouse.
All right. Sayonara, everybody. Here comes DJ Swearinger, and listen to the Prediction Pod tomorrow.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Minnesota football. They got
some big news in your life since we last really sat down and talked. Congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You are somebody that says, if you don't hunt, you don't eat, and you've got to feed your family. Mm-hmm. Now you got two little kids to feed. Yep. How's it going at home?
It's going well, man. You know, going well. My little baby, you know, came in on when we was in camp, actually. You know, we was in Richmond, August 13th. My little queen was born. Everything been good at the crib. I got my auntie helping out, so it hasn't been so hard on us. So, but it's been good.
So, when we last did one of these, we were down in Miami, where you were doing two-a-days in that crazy heat. Mm-hmm. Is it paying off now that you're up here in what is still crazy heat here in D.C.?
Yeah, it's definitely paying off. You know, I had hot days like this, you know, back in Miami, hotter days than this back in Miami, and you know, it just, you know, the training just conditioned me for this time right now, and I could tell, you know, I was good today. You know, it was one of the hottest ones, but I was definitely good.
The real stuff is here. It's time to talk about football. Mm-hmm. Week one, going back to Arizona, a place you played, had some success. You've already faced the Cardinals since you've been here with the Skins, but does it mean anything to you going there, knowing you played out there?
Yeah, it means a lot. Any team that, you know, gave up on me or let me walk, I feel like I got something to prove, regardless if I proved it already or not. You know, that's just the competitor in me. You know, I just got to just do what I do, man. Do what I once did there and show them better.
Well, what do you think about this defense? I mean, you've had preseason training camp. Everything's done. You guys are going into this season healthy, mm-hmm. which hasn't been the case in a long time. What do you think about the defensive side of the ball?
I'm confident in our abilities to, you know, play sound. I need us to just play sound, man. Let's play sound. Run to the ball. Great things happen when we run to the ball. This week we got to contain 31. We got to sprint to 31 every chance he's in the game. We got to identify him, and we got to see where 11 is. We got to know where 31 and 11 is at all times. If we just all on the same page and we communicating well, we go dominate.
What's it like, Larry Fitzgerald, 11, What's it like knowing you're going up against a guy that someday will be in the Hall of Fame?
It's great, man. You know, me and Larry are good boys, man. So, you know, he's still a legend. You know, I had the opportunity to actually work with him, pick his brain to see how he works. It's an honor, you know, it's humbling to, you know, be able to, you know, once play with him and actually to go against him this week for the second time, third time in my career, it's humbling. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, you know, hopefully I can try to get a pick on him. You know, that's one of my goals, and hopefully I can get that pick.
You talked about 11 and 31. 31 is David Johnson. You're facing some serious players on the Arizona offense. Did you guys get enough preseason work?
Yeah, I think so. I think we could have got a little more for sure. Especially that third game, I think we should have played more. But that's what we got practice for. We had three, four hard days, man, that we really got it in. So I think the work that we put in since the third game is really going to help us on Sunday.
Is that something that you can talk to Minuski or T. Gray about? Like, hey, I think we should have gone more? Or do you just kind of, hey, we're out now, and now we're looking towards Arizona?
I was pretty heated that we came out. Just a simple fact that we didn't do anything on defense. The stops that we did have, the game three was penalties. You know, they had penalties. So we really didn't get a defensive stop. You know, as a dominating mindset, you know, we probably got to stop. But as far as what I see, a dominating defense, we didn't get that stop game three. I think we've been making good strides these last three practices. So I definitely feel way more confident than I did after game three.
So things are where they should be for week one.
Yes. And we got two more practice days. So we go keep rocking, man. We go keep grinding and take one day at a time and keep going 1-0 each day.
So I'm guessing you've noticed, but when I've watched the cuts that were made to go from the 90-man roster to the 53, this team's going young. Mm-hmm. You're still a young man, but you're now the veteran.
Yeah.
You know, there's you and Josh Norman in the secondary, mm-hmm. and that's it as far as guys with a lot of NFL experience. Mm-hmm. Do you have any concerns about the experience level?
I do, for sure. This is my first team I've been on where we all three of your corners are rookies, your backups. All four of your backups are
right.
Rookies, you know, and that's something that I've never been a part of, but, you know, it's a challenge. You know, it's more on me and Josh to get these guys ready, more on the coaches to get these guys ready. And it's more of my responsibility to try to, you know, nitpick on the things that coach don't get them because, you know, they want to play away. Even at the safety with Trap, you know, we're very young. But
is Trap Troy Apke?
Yeah, it's Trap, man.
I like that.
Yeah, man. So, but yeah, man, we just gotta grind. That's the thing. Being a young secondary, we gotta grind, and we gotta pay attention to the details. A young player don't really, you know, he don't really see the details as an older vet does. But you know, as a vet, I guess you gotta keep harping on it.
I get the concern about the inexperience.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the talent?
Oh, not at all. I'm not at all with the talent. You know, the talent is through the roof. But you know, my thing with talent, man, I've been on talented teams that went 2-14 before. So the talent is never the issue when you talk about NFL. You know, it's all about chemistry. It's all about guys knowing. You know, the game is played 90% from the neck up. So when you talk about young players, you talk about experience. You know, you can't coach experience. And that's one thing that we kind of don't have. But you know, as the games get going, and we just keep working, you know, it's going to get there.
Last one on the secondary. A change has been implemented where you and Monte Nicholson are no longer the strong and the free. You're playing the left and the right side. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me if you like it and why that occurred?
I like it, you know, because it doesn't show our hand as a defense. When you got a strong safety and free safety, the quarterback knows when the strong safety is coming down all the time. He knows who's in the box, can identify you. With me and him being interchangeable, they don't know who's going in the box. They can't really set the defense. So
gotcha.
I like it a whole lot better, and I think it'll help us on disguises.
Gotcha. There you go. How excited are you to see this D-line in action?
I'm extremely excited, man. You know, all summer I was talking about getting Payne here. We got him here.
You were actively you were his campaign manager.
Yeah, yep, for sure. And, you know, it just, you know, got an eye for talent. And I think he's going to be, one of the better D linemen that I guess, you know, we've seen for a long time, I guess, in the Redskin uniform. But with him and Allen, man, Ioannidis, those guys are beasts. You got Ziggy coming in, the vet. You know, when Stacy gets healthy, he's the vet. You know, Tim Settle, you know, he shows flashes. And then you got the guys on the outside, Ryan and McPhee and the other Ryan too. So I'm excited, man. I'm very excited to see what those guys can do. And we definitely got a challenge with David. So I'm extremely excited.
You talked about David Johnson. You talked about Larry Fitzgerald. You haven't talked about Sam Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
Quick release, hurt a lot. When he's on the field, he's pretty good. What's it like? And even this offense, you don't really know what this offense is going to look like. Mm-hmm. How tough is it for you to get ready for a quarterback that hardly played last year and a new offense coordinator, new system? Do you guys know what you're going to face?
Well, you kind of got to, you know, look at some of the old stuff from the coordinator. You know, Mike McCoy, you know, he's ran the same offense for a while. You know, coordinators don't usually go away from what they know. And, you know, we just, you know, watch some old film. You know, it could be different when the game gets out, but we just watch old film. Just knowing the things that Sam Bradford can do, you know, he's a quick release guy, very accurate. But we got to move him off the spot. And that's what I'm excited about our D-line.
Sure.
You know, we can move him off the spot. And we do our job in the back end. You know, I'm not really worried about Sam Bradford. You know, we got to contain players. And as a secondary, we gotta do our job first and then worry about getting the picks later.
Last one, and we're switching sides of the ball. When we talked in Miami, you were really excited about Darius Geis joining this team. Mm-hmm. You thought he could be a 1,000-yard back, a top three running back in the NFL. Life comes at you fast in this league.
Right.
Geis blows out his knee. Now you're going to Arizona with Adrian Peterson
right.
as the running back.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think AP is as far as ready to go?
Ah, man, you got to watch on Sunday, man. I'm willing. I don't want to put out on the bets, but AP is still all day, man. He's still all day. He's still going to run it down here. You know, we get in the open field, you won't catch him. So he's still him, and I can't wait to see him run.
When I'm in that locker room every day and I see Adrian Peterson in there, I'm still like, oh, wow, Adrian Peterson's on this team. You still have that moment at all?
Not really. It's kind of sort of because, you know, that was my favorite running back growing up, you know, truth be told.
You played runner in high school and stuff,
school,
right?
High school, man, I had Adrian Peterson, Ray Lewis, and Sean Taylor on my wall, you know.
Have you told him that?
I haven't told him that, but, that's crazy, you know, to think about, you know, being a senior in high school, watching him at Oklahoma. You know, just and now we're on the same team. You know, that's a blessing and humbling. But like I said, man, I can't wait, man. It's coming soon. AP is, you know, one of the best backs in the game still today, and we got a good offensive lineman. I think it's one of the better offensive linemen he's had in his career. So I think it's gonna be a dandy for us, man.